May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Have you had days when the best you can do is just show up? Guess nobody's had that experience. Maybe it's a time of great stress in your life or sorrow, or a time when you're just so stretched thin with all your commitments that you're barely hanging on. Rough times, even happy times that are just way too busy. Sometimes just showing up is all we can do. Have you ever gone to a potluck empty-handed? I have. In my life, particularly in the past, not so much here, but sometimes the choice for me was either to go to the potluck with no food or to skip it altogether. So I usually decided that showing up was worth the embarrassment of not having food to bring along. And usually when this happened, people just were fine with it. They received me warmly, they let me know, they were glad that I came, and they helped me feel good about being there. If you're having one of those days, or weeks, or months, or if this time in your life is a time when just showing up is it, the parable of the workers in the vineyard is very good news. Because one way to paraphrase this parable is that all we have to do is show up, willing to work, willing to give, and God will give us what we need. It reminds me of something that Sister Mary told me years ago. Sister Mary is a Benedictine nun who is in Cullman, Alabama. I think she's still there, at a convent there. And when I lived in Atlanta, I would go there occasionally for retreats. And she does a lot with centering prayer, which we've done here, and we're going to start up again here at the end of the month. And what she said one time about centering prayer is there really is not any way you can do it wrong if you show up. All you have to do is show up. And then in centering prayer, it's just you and God. It's a prayer of relationship. So it's the intent, it's the showing up that matters. There have been times in my life when I have not been regular with my daily prayers, the daily office. And at those times, I take comfort that other people are praying it for me. Whole communities of nuns and monks spend hours each day praying for all of us, for the whole world. And Anglicans all around the world pray morning and evening prayer, noonday prayer, and Compline on a daily basis. And because there is a worldwide Anglican communion, just about any minute of the day, there is someone who is praying one of those offices in the Anglican communion. It's a continuous kind of a prayer. And it's wonderful when we can join in with that prayer. But if we can't, we know that the prayer goes on with or without us. So this parable, which we know often by the title, The Workers in the Vineyard, is one of the most difficult parables. And at the same time, it's one of the most grace-filled parables. A better title for the parable really is The Parable of the Generous Landowner, because the point is the generosity of the landowner. Now, if you are in a time of just showing up, as I've said, this parable speaks God's grace loud and clear, or loudly and clearly. But if you're not, and for many people, when we hear this parable, our reaction is, it's just not fair. Because it's not fair. You know the old 80-20 rule, or 20-80 rule, however you want to put it. In most organizations, 20% of the people do most of the work. And many of us have a place where we are part of that 20%, whether it's in the church or a civic organization or even in our family. And so if you're in that 20%, sometimes it's hard to be all right with this parable. It can be difficult not to be like the people who worked all day in the parable and were resentful of those who worked 1 hour and got the same pay. But that's the point of the parable. In the kingdom of God, it's not fairness in the sense that we think of it at all. You get what you earn or you get what you deserve. That's not how the kingdom of God works. And when we are in a season of just showing up, we're thankful for that. No, in this parable, the people who worked 1 hour get the same amount as those who worked the whole day. And a lot of us have this reaction, like my kids used to say, what's up with that? Jesus is showing us in this parable, or telling us, that the kingdom of God is not about fairness. It is not about what is fair, it is about what is just, in the sense of justice. God's justice is that all people are loved and valued equally, and in God's kingdom, all people get what they need, not what they deserve. And indeed, if we really think about it, we know, don't we, that there's nothing that we can do to earn God's love. It's not like that. God's love is a gift, and it's given to all of us. Many scholars agree that this parable is one of the most important for us to wrestle with, each one of us, in our own individual spiritual journey. That we need to wrestle with this parable as we try to understand God and what God would have us do. So most of us can remember a time when we felt grateful for an undeserved blessing. And the point of this disturbing parable, I would suggest, is to remind us of that feeling of gratefulness. To remind us that there's nothing that we can do to earn God's love. And to remind us that God's mercy and loving kindness is for all people. God's justice is much more than human fairness. That God does not give us what we deserve, and most of us know that is good news. God gives us what we need. And so the Israelites in the desert received manna from God and quail each day, just enough food for that day and no more. And so the workers in the vineyard each got the usual daily wage, enough to feed their families for that day, whether they worked 12 hours in the scorching sun or whether they waited all day to be hired and worked 1 hour at the end of the day. Because God, in God's mercy, responds to our human need. And so, when we wrestle with this parable, if we cannot at some point let go of our frustration when others seem to get more than they deserve, we are missing the point. Because like the older brother in the parable of the prodigal son, we can waste our time and energy with anger and frustration, or we can rejoice in God's generosity for all people, and we can join God's party. It's our choice.